The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh. You're in the madhouse now.
It's 11 questions on the internet, recorded live at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you are in the right place. I'm a trivia host in Southern California, and I host it about every single day, sometimes two, three, four times a day in different venues, different groups of people. Did a party for DreamWorks Animation earlier today, and then did a bar in Laverne, California called the Lordsburg Tap House. So a little bit of everything in my world is trivia related. I meet people each and every day that love pop culture, that love movies, music, television, video games, comic books, and the such. And maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you're my new best friend. And maybe you'll like this show. Hit subscribe on your phone for new episodes every single day, and you'll get a little dose of trivia on your dog walk, on your workout, on your commute. And hopefully, you have some fun playing along and answering these questions and learning a thing or two. If you want to support this show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and see all the cool rewards that I'm about to mail all the patrons for February. And I just recorded a bonus video for people who donate $15 or more over on Patreon. It's a 50-question movie taglines quiz. That's right, in addition to the podcast. Sometimes I record a video for certain members of certain reward tiers on Patreon, and this is one of those cases. We have 50 questions on movie taglines as voted on by the people in that movie, in that reward tier. So I did a little poll on Patreon, and those people picked movie taglines, so that's what I recorded, and I do that monthly, and I'll be posting that video just for them in just a few. Also, I'll be mailing out all those rewards, so if you like getting stuff in the mail, which I do, I love getting stuff in the mail. I just moved to a new house, and the mailbox system, like the USPS system that I signed up for when we changed our address, it gives you like a picture email every day of what you're going to get in the mail, which kind of ruins the fun of it. So I might turn that feature off because it somehow scans all the covers or the fronts of your envelopes and things. And it's like, what to expect in your mail today? It's like your daily digest of mail. That's what it said. So it's kind of weird, and like I said, I'm going to turn that feature off. But if you like getting mail, if you like getting surprised with cool pop culture items, if you like reading books on the monthly, we have a book club at the $20 level, and I'll send you a different book every month, and we'll talk about it. Last month was Golden Girls Mad Libs. This month is a detective novel from one of my favorite detective authors. So if you're into that kind of thing, you like talking about books, you want to be in a book club, but you don't want to leave your house, this might be the thing for you. Also, for just a buck, you can join our Discord ongoing chat room where we talk about different trivia things going on in the world, and I post extra questions and pictures and games and things of stuff that I got going on. And you can join that for just a buck. Join a growing community of trivia lovers. If you want to support the show in a free way, just tell a friend about it. Just give a link in a text message and say, hey, I was playing this podcast today. I got 10 out of 11 internet questions. How did you do? How will you do? And spread the word about the show that way. Challenge people. Play along on road trips. Bust it out when you're getting ready for the day and see how many questions you can get right. You can always send me your scorecards. I like seeing those. Whatever you got out of 11 or 10 or 20 or however many questions there are on an episode. Love seeing those. Get creative with those scorecards. That would be very cool of you. And that's about it for this intro. This episode was recorded at RT Rogers, and you are going to get some fun questions about the internet. Let's see how many of these you can get right out of 11. Here we go. We're on the first round of the night. It is called the internet, and this is the first question. What does HTTP stand for? What does that acronym stand for? HTTP. Question number two coming your way. It's all about the internet. What former vice president was falsely accused of saying he invented the internet? Number two, what former vice president was falsely accused of saying he invented the internet? Number two, what do you think? Number two. This one is about PewDiePie. What platform did star PewDiePie originally get famous on? This is a big internet personality. Number three, what platform did star PewDiePie originally get famous on? Number three, write it down, number three. Number four, headed your way from my mouth to your page. Write it down. What application let you set buddy icons and away messages? Number four, what application that was internet-based let you set buddy icons and away messages? Use this quite a bit back in the day. Let's check out number five together. What year was Napster originally shut down? Was that 2000, 2002, or 2005? What year was Napster originally shut down? 2000, 2002, or 2005? Number five. Number five. Number six, here it is for internet. What company released the first cell phone with internet service back in 1996? What company released the first cell phone with internet service in 1996? That's number six on your list. Number seven for internet. Blank the Unicorn was a four-part viral video series about a unicorn being hoodwinked by two friends. Fill in the blank. Blank the Unicorn was a four-part viral video series about a unicorn being hoodwinked by two friends. You don't hear that term, hoodwinked, too often. I like that. Number seven. Bring it back. Number seven. Number seven. Number eight. Number eight. Who did the ice bucket challenge supposedly benefit? Where were the, what was the cause for all that? Number eight. Who did the ice bucket challenge supposedly benefit? Number eight. Number eight. Number nine on your list, Success Kid, Dramatic Chipmunk, and Leroy Jenkins are all examples of what on the internet? Number nine, Success Kid, Dramatic Chipmunk, and Leroy Jenkins are all examples of what? Number nine. Number 10 on your list about the internet, which of these email providers did not exist in the 90s and 2000s? Was it Excite, Rocket Mail, Proton Mail, or Millie Mail? Number 10, which one of these email providers did not exist in the 90s, 2000s? Was it Excite, Rocket Mail, Proton Mail, or Millie Mail? Let's see if you can figure out this two-point question, the bonus for internet. For 2 points, what 2006 action comedy movie was hyped due to its crazy title and plot, causing producers to add more fan-friendly dialogue and scenes? Number 11, for 2 points, what 2006 action comedy movie was hyped due to its crazy title and plot, causing producers to add more fan-friendly dialogue and scenes? Those are all your questions for round number one. Internet. We'll be right back with the answers in just a few. All right, guys, got the answers to round number one. This was the internet round. Let's see how you did on round number one, the internet. We'll go over all the team names and scores. Thanks for playing trivia every Thursday at 8 p.m. at RT Rogers here in Sierra Madre, California. Number one, what does HTTP stand for? Hypertext Transfer Protocol was the answer. Nice job, nerds, who got that one. Number two, what former vice president was falsely accused of saying he invented the internet? That was Al Gore. People said he did that, or said that in an interview, but he never did. Number three, what platform did star PewDiePie originally get famous on? That was YouTube. YouTube for PewDiePie. Millions of dollars a year to play games online. Number four, what application let you set buddy icons and away messages? I was looking for AOL Instant Messenger, AIM. AIM.
Yes.
Which just shut down like 2 years ago, I think. Number five, what year was Napster originally shut down? 2000, 2002, or 2005? I was looking for 2002.
Yes.
2002.
I helped. Number six, what company released the first cell phone and internet service in 96? Nokia. Number seven, Charlie the Unicorn was the unicorn that had the four-part viral video series about a unicorn being hoodwinked by two friends. Come on, Charlie, come on to Candy Mountain. Number eight, who did the Ice Bucket Challenge supposedly benefit? ALS Association, the ALS Association. Number nine, Success Kids, Dramatic Chipmunk, and Leroy Jenkins are examples of memes. Number 10, which one of those email providers did not exist in the 90s, 2000s? Was it Excite, Rocket Mail, Proton Mail, or Millimail? It was Millimail, which I made up. But there is a blog, a Tumblr, for Millimail if you want to check out old Millie and her mail. And the bonus for 2 points, what 2006 action comedy movie was hyped due to its crazy title and plot, causing producers to add more fan-friendly dialogue and scenes? This was kind of like a Sharknado before Sharknado. Snakes on a Plane. Snakes on a Plane was the answer to that question. Good job, everybody. Nice job.
There it was, a whole episode on the internet. Did you know Al Gore did not say he invented the internet, but people say that all the time about him? That's a fun fact, huh? Now you know that little tidbit. You could bring it up in conversation next time your friend goes, hey, I was looking to talk about Al Gore. Got any tidbits? There you go. If you like this show, give it a 5-star review over on iTunes. Need some new reviews. Haven't had any in quite a while. So if you want to leave a review, I'll always send you something cool in the mail. Leave a review and then email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, if you left a review. So I know to send you something cool. Send me your address and say, hey, I left one on February 20th or whatever. If you like this show, tell a friend about it. That would be very cool of you. And if you have a topic you want me to do in the future, you can always drop me a note on the contact form on triviawithbuds.com. Or you can donate $5 or more over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds and get your pick of any topic every single month. Some great topics coming up from loyal listeners of the show. And I can't wait to record a lot of great episodes in February leading into March. Some of you that listen to the show are going to be guests on the podcast very soon, which is awesome. And some other big guests coming up right around the corner. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this show. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.